You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's hopes of stopping India winning a test series in this country for the first time could rest on the fitness of Aaron Finch. He's been cleared of serious damage after suffering a hand injury while batting, but he may not play any further part in this match after the opening batsman was forced to retire hurt on day three on Sunday and go to hospital for x-rays. Finch was hit on the hand by a Mohammad Shami delivery. At the close of play on Sunday night, Australia had moved to 4 for 132, an overall lead of 175 runs, with 2 days' play remaining. Earlier, India was dismissed for 283 runs. Former Australia batsman Michael Hussey said he was particularly impressed with the way Australia's bowling attack performed at Perth Stadium.
Yeah, I think they all worked well together, but it was Nathan Lyon, the spinner that actually got the 5 wickets for Australia. And so, yeah, will that be an interesting factor in this test match as well, having that frontline spinner to come in and play his role as well?
On a dramatic day's cricket, Finch's fellow opener Marcus Harris was struck on the head by Jasprit Bumrah, but was able to continue batting. Day four starts in Perth on Monday afternoon. At the Men's Hockey World Cup in India, Australia's team, the Kookaburras, failed in their bid to win a third straight World Cup title. Trailing the Netherlands 2-1 with under 30 seconds remaining, Australia scored one of the most dramatic goals in World Cup history. Here's how Fox Sports described Eddie Ockenden's equaliser.
The crowd are on their feet in the Kalinga Stadium. They're urging Australia forward. Yeah! It's gone! It's gone! With 27 seconds left, it's gone in. They're going upstairs. Challenger, can you believe it? What a finish!
The goal was awarded, but unfortunately for Australia, the Dutch won it 4-3 in a sudden-death shootout. The hero for the Netherlands was goalkeeper Permin Blaak. He was understandably emotional after conceding that late goal to send it to a shootout, and Blaak was a relieved man afterwards.
Something really terrible went through my legs, disappointed, but we turned the back, and in the shootouts we had confidence. We have a lot of respect for Australia. They played many finals before. We played with respect to them, but we wanted also to win, and I'm happy that we had got a great team performance.
Belgium plays the Netherlands in the final. In A-League football this weekend, Sydney FC won the derby against the Western Sydney Wanderers. Melbourne Victory scored its sixth win in succession, beating Brisbane 4-2 on Saturday night to stay 2 points behind leaders Perth Glory. Perth won 2-0 at Newcastle Jets on Sunday afternoon. In the W League, Perth and Newcastle drew on Saturday, while Brisbane Roar beat Melbourne Victory in a 4-3 thriller. Manchester City went back on top of the English Premier League, ahead of Liverpool's clash with Manchester United in the early hours of Monday morning. Gabriel Jesus scored a double for City in the 3-1 win against Everton. After the match, City manager Pep Guardiola said he was pleased with Jesus' performance on the pitch, but also with his improving English language skills in the post-match interviews.
I like that. I insist of them that they have to learn English, so he did well. And of course, as a guy who always assures you, his fight, his personality, he's a young player, has to improve many, many things. But today he's going well, very, very good for him, for his, you know, his mood and his confidence to score these 2 goals was so important, because both were nice goals.
In other matches, Christian Eriksen rescued Tottenham with a late winner against Burnley. Elsewhere, there were wins for Crystal Palace, Newcastle, West Ham and Watford. In the National Basketball League this weekend, the Sydney Kings underlined their title credentials with wins on the road in New Zealand against the Breakers and in Wollongong against the Hawks. It keeps Sydney hot on the heels of leaders the Perth Wildcats. While Andrew Bogut has been getting most of the headlines, according to star American point guard Jerome Randall, the fact Sydney is going well is down to much more than just Bogut.
The great thing about the team right now this year is that no one is really caring who scores the basketball. I mean, we have guys, it's going to be their night, and everyone is like really supportive about it. We take a pride on defense right now, and I think that's what's helping us.
And finally, in the WNBL, there were wins for ladder leaders Melbourne, Dandenong and Canberra. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.